This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
NFL Insider, ESPN 710 in Seattle. John, thanks for joining us.
So what's the guy doing out there, just standing there?
He's walking around waving a flag.
Wait,
right,
John,
now.
It's not you, is it?
No, it's
not. No, I'm here in Seattle. It's not me.
Will we have a guy in a Browns jersey and a Browns flag do that?
You're never going to see me in a Seahawk jersey or anything like that. I'm neutral.
Oh, you're neutral? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're an insider. You have to be.
He's a journalist, right? Capital J journalist.
Yeah, that's right. You are. See, that's the difference between you and guys like us who are just guys on the radio. John Clayton, NFL on Twitter. Can I start off with something here first off? What are the other teams, what are the other scouts saying about Baker Mayfield and his struggles? What do they think the problems are?
I think, you know, there's a multiple, because it's not just Baker Mayfield. I think, you know, some of it has to be the play calling. Some of it has to be the offensive line poor play. You know, how many down and distance situations are there? Particularly, you know, with what the teams had 6 holding penalties, 10 false starts, and how many times did it have to go 1st and 20 or 2nd and 15 and try to negotiate something from there? I think that you throw that into gear, and then right now, just, I mean, you know, just inconsistent performance more than anything else.
John Clayton joined us on the hotline. All right, so we've been trying to figure all of those issues out. And unfortunately for the Browns, a short week. Seattle had a few more days because of when they last played on that Thursday night. This Russell Wilson-led team has had success on the road before, but yet Vegas seems to think this is a pretty even Steven game, John.
Yeah, because, again, it's like, it's still hard to win on the road. I mean, this team's, you know, won 2 games, and I mean, going into Cleveland, good crowd, all those different things. And, you know, there's still, I guess, in Vegas' eye, the belief that this Browns team can bounce back and do well. You know, this is a team right now in Seattle that's still trying to, is finding itself. And at some point it will, and it'll be a very good team. But there's some issues. I mean, they got problems in pass blocking. You know, their defense right now giving up a few too many yards. That'll be resolved once they get the pass rush going. But until that happens, you know, they're going to be a little bit vulnerable to give up yards and maybe give up points.
Do other teams around the league think Freddie Kitchens is the problem with the Browns?
I think that they think that that is an issue. Yeah, I don't think that's the one thing. when it's been as bad as some of the games that the Browns have played, which I'm just still stunned that the offense is only scoring 14.3 points. That, to me, I think, you know, Kitchens has to be part of it because, again, you know, he's the one that has to be able to make things right, make guys accountable. And when things go wrong, he's the one that has to try to get it fixed. And so far, up and down, it's not been fixed.
John Clayton with us on the hotline. So Russell Wilson endured some early struggles at times in his first 3 or so years. We're just into year 2 in the first full year of Baker Mayfield being a starting quarterback. How did Seattle deal with some of those struggles and get to the point where Russell Wilson is as good as anybody, maybe the best quarterback in the NFL today?
Well, the biggest thing is that they had the running game. And when you have the consistent running game and the defense as good as that one became, because, I mean, you realize in his second year, he went to the Super Bowl and had probably the team of the decade. Now, that team, you know, arguably was the 6th best team defensively, maybe in Super Bowl history. I mean, because it was able to just shut teams down, shut down the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. I mean, they were just absolutely dominant. But the big thing that you saw from Russell is that he didn't have to throw the ball more than 23, 24 times in a game in the first couple of years. You know, the first year he was able to get into the playoffs, you know, beat the Redskins and RG3, and then go to Atlanta and be in a position to almost win that game were it not for a Matt Ryan comeback in the late part of the fourth quarter. But the big thing is, you know, they just limited what he had to do. They just set it up so it's like, okay, you hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, you get a few pass plays to Golden Tate and all that stuff, and then you let the defense just dominate. So, I mean, he was fortunate in that regard, and that's why he was able to get to the Super Bowl in year 2 and then, you know, put up a big number on the Denver Broncos.
I get right now that the Browns offense is dysfunctional, at least that's the way it's looked. But for Odell Beckham to only have 4 catches the last 2 weeks, that has to be baffling to people around the league.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, and particularly, you know, knowing that there's Jarvis Landry on the other side, and I know that everybody's making a big deal that they don't have Higgins, but when you have two Pro Bowl wide receivers like that, I mean, the ball should be getting to them as often as possible. And maybe it's a matter that you're trying to throw the ball too much. You know, certainly the defense has not been able to stop the run. But I think that, you know, it's just baffling to me that here's in the second year, you have Baker Mayfield after a 7-win season, and his offense is, with Beckham in there, is scoring 8 less points a game than it did last year. That, to me, is baffling.
John Clayton with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How much longer for Pete Carroll in Seattle, by the way?
I honestly think he probably is going to get one more contract. I mean, you know, even though he just passed 68 years old, he loves it. I mean, he's yet energized. He loves working with the young players. And my guess is that now he signed through 2021. Wouldn't surprise me if he signs one more contract and coach into his 70s. He always talks about Marv Levy coaching into his 70s, and you have a few more coaches, and maybe more in college than in the pros, that coach into the 70s. I still think he's going to be good for one more contract. I think he's going to try to stay here as close to as long as Russell Wilson does.
Now, John, that defense for Seattle is not exactly the defense fans have been grown accustomed to over the years, and obviously a great defensive mind like Pete Carroll is. They're bottom third in the league in some of the advanced numbers. How disappointing has that defense been so far this year?
They're 4-1. They're not too disappointed with it right now. I mean, statistically, they rank 15th, but there's some issues that it was going to take some time, and it's still taking time to fix up. You know, once they made the trade for Frank Clark, they traded him to Kansas City. They got a first and a second round pick. And what they were able to do is they were able to turn that around, go from 4 draft choices to 11, and then come back and be able to get 6 to 8 free agents, street free agents. A couple of them, like Ziggy Ansah and Al Woods, who have been able to start. But the big thing is, once they traded Frank Clark, they had nothing for pass rush. Okay, so they get Ziggy Ansah, but he wasn't able to do anything until the end of training camp. Then they make the trade for Jadeveon Clowney, which turns out to be a steal for a third-round pick and 2 backups, one of the backups being Barkevious Mingo. The idea was that it's just going to take time for that pass rush to be able to develop. So what they've done is that they've done something that's so unique. I mean, they're in base defense 67% of the time. You know, they're going to have 3 linebackers out there when most teams are going to have nickel. And the idea is they have the 3 best linebacking situation that Pete Carroll's had since taking over as a coach. You know, because they got Bobby Wagner, they got KJ Wright, who's been to the Pro Bowl, and Michael Kendricks. All right, so you put those 3 out there, and what they've done is concentrated more on stopping the run at the expense of maybe giving up some yards, because they realized until Clowney, who they, you know, really didn't have a training camp because of the holdout, and of course Ansah, who didn't have a training camp, it was going to take them a month to a month and a half to really get going with the pass rush. So the normal thing for Pete is rush 4, then you can drop 7. Well, they can't do that, so they had to do more blitzes, they did more run stopping, so it's given up more yards, but they've been very good when necessary in making the key stops, not to allow as many points. So even though they're giving up 23 points a game, they still feel pretty good about this. And as the season goes on, the pass rush is going to get better, and they're going to be pretty good.
John Clayton, join us on the hotline. I do have a national question for you, because somebody as prominent as yourself, even if you did make fun of my last question about the defense.
Rightfully so. Thank you,
I should be humiliated. I mean, you're a renowned journalist, and you've been you've received several accolades, including the Dick McCann Memorial Award from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, John. So I apologize for that question, but. Last night, there was another very, very tenuous pass interference call in that game. It seems like the league is not going to overturn any pass interference. Do you think this has been a mess so far this year for the league?
I thought it was going to be a mess, and I think it's been worse than I expected. And I hope it's going to be a one-and-done type of situation. But no, they should have never done this. It was an overreaction to one play in the NFC Championship game. And so now you've got so much confusion because, I mean, how many times do you either see coaches mouthing on the sideline or even saying it in post-game press conferences, I don't know what pass interference is. And you really don't, because it's going to be different all the time, because now there's so much scrutiny on it, and the officials have a hard time making it consistent. I mean, the call made on one team in the first quarter is going to be maybe different in the fourth quarter on another team. And you're right. I mean, the coach challenge is pretty much they're not going to overturn it. And so, and I think they're probably kind of doing that for a purpose. But overall, I just hope this thing goes away. It's awful.
I'm not asking for any names. Have you talked to any coaches out there who feel that they would do better with Baker as his head coach?
No, not talk to anybody like that. That you know, because I think, you know, you realize that Baker's a talented quarterback, and I think that because again, you know, you think about what he did last year, particularly in the second half of the season. I mean, he was able to get to 7 wins, and I don't think that was expected. But still, I mean, more has to come out of that offense.
You've just been around it a lot longer than I have, obviously, John, and I haven't really seen a quarterback. Like, there's guys who are inaccurate, and it's like, well, if you're not accurate, you're not accurate, and it happens. But he seemed to be so accurate in college and in his first year in the NFL, and then it's gone away. And I'm thinking, how do you get that back? How's that just disappear? And then how do you get that back?
Well, I mean, I think what it comes down to is game situation stuff. I mean, if you're going to be having a 30-point loss to Tennessee and trailing the whole game, you're going to be forced to make more tough throws that aren't going to be as accurate. And when you have as many second and longs and first and longs as they have had, I mean, you're forced to make longer passes. I thought the interesting thing is that I don't know what defensive coaches came up with the idea to force him to go right and force him to make throws, but that's, I think, been an issue too. But it's like anything else. I mean, you take a look at even Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones, the more you're out there as a young quarterback, first, second year, the more they find out about you. So Daniel Jones now has 6 interceptions. And so, that's one of the problems until you start to get, really accomplished by whenever it's going to be to get more accurate. And probably the big thing is they probably need to run the ball more to make it easier for Baker Mayfield to do well.
You're so right. John, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. John Clayton joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
An amazing note, regardless of where your numbers are, whether your stats are, the advanced analytics, he just said something that is so obvious when it comes to the Browns. He said it about the Seattle Seahawks. I said, man, are they a little concerned about the defense? It's not the defense of old. He's like, they're 4-1. It is amazing how you win ball games and that obscures any of the of whatever ails you on a football
don't,
team.
You don't apologize for wins. Yeah. You never apologize for wins. Whether you're Seattle and you've been good basically, what, 7 years? You've been good the last 8 years.
Yeah.
This is his 8th year with Russell
Wilson.
So you've been good for the better part of a decade, or you're the Cleveland Browns who are just trying to crawl before you really walk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.